The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, says the call by the party for a new voter register is not aimed at giving NPP a political advantage over other political parties in the next general elections. Rather, it is to ensure a credible and acceptable outcome of next year's general elections. Nana Addo stated this during an interview on Radio Apple West Regional FM of GBC at Wa as part of his three-day tour of the region.
The call that I have been making and the NPP has been making for a new register is not because it will favor the NPP. That is not the reason. The reason is that we want to have a credible election in Ghana whose outcome will not be disputed either by any of the stakeholders or by the general population. All of us know that many of the unfortunate civil conflicts and strife that there have been in modern Africa have all been about disputed elections. Our own situation in 2012, all of us in Ghana were aware of how much on a knife edge the nation was going through this political dispute in the Supreme Court and the South. Thank God, the good sense of the Ghanaian people prevailed, certain leadership was provided for that. But the good sense of the Ghanaian people, we all accepted the judicial process and its outcome, peace in our country. We don't want to go to the water that many times. We don't want to play brinksmanship with our electoral and political force. We want to get a situation whereby the election is so credible that at the end of the day, whoever wins has the support of the loser. He stated automatic.
Talking about his plans for the region if he wins the general elections, Nana Addo said one of his priorities is to focus on agriculture to make all-year farming possible.
The people in the region should trust us. There are all kinds of plans. I mean, you know it from the agenda that we have said about how we want to transform the area into a major agricultural and northern agricultural enclave. Up there, next door to us here, in Burkina Faso, and near long agriculture, because they've been able to solve the question of irrigation on a year-round basis.
And the discipline not to bend.
Yes.
Which is real.
And we're going to have that too, if we give the opportunity to the MPP and the Kufuor-Addo. We're going to have exactly the same here, create the conditions whereby we'll have year-round agriculture in the MPP. If they can do it across the border of Burkina Faso, I cannot for the life of me understand why we cannot do it over here. Driving here, of all these thousands of acres of arable land, waiting for the development and the expectation. We need to be able to move that. So these are the messages that we are coming to give.
You heard flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, on his priority for Upper West Region should he be elected president in the 2016 general elections. Now, our correspondent to the Upper West Region, Sola Abdul Wahab, who is following the 2016 presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, has joined us on the line. Now, Sola, where and where has the Nana Addo visited so far?
This morning, the flag bearer of the NPP kickstarted his activities in the region with an interview on Radio Upper West, as indicated earlier. And from there, he moved to the Wa Secondary Technical, where he interacted with party executives, former ministers of state, former DCEs, parliamentary candidates, and some leaders of the party. So far, that is the only activity that he has undertaken since his arrival in the region yesterday.
Now, Sola, what has been his message to the people?
The flag bearer says he's in the region to thank them for the support he's getting from them so far, and also to explain to them the rationale behind his Rise and Build tour. He told them that his tour is to build bridges that would have been broken during the parliamentary, primaries. And he expressed gratitude to the contestants that even after some of them losing, they are still giving their support to those who emerged winners in the interest of the party. He indicated that Upper West, Upper East, Northern and Volta regions are the weakest regions of the party's base when it comes to support, and that the party is working assiduously to improve its performance in the next general elections. And he said Upper West Region in particular needs to reclaim its position as one of the strongholds of the MPP, because one of the founding fathers of the MPP, Dombo, comes from this region. And for that matter, the people should, based on this, ensure that they give their maximum support to the party to enable it to emerge victorious in the next general election. These are some of the messages he's been telling them. But some of the parliamentary candidates who spoke on behalf of their colleagues said they are willing to support Nana to emerge, you know, victorious in 2016 elections. But what one of the speakers said, according to him, is his personal opinion, but he believes that the internal wrangling in the party is not helping the development of the party.
Right, right. Swala, what was the response of the people, briefly?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. One of the parliamentary candidates spoke on behalf of the people, and what he said was that the people are willing, and for that matter, the parliamentary candidates, to support the flag bearer to emerge victorious. But he spoke as a personal opinion that the internal wrangling in the party is to the disadvantage of it, and that the flag bearer should put his feet down and ensure that the internal wrangling is